Welcome to Would You Rather. We don't do it in episodes, do we? Let's just make as many as we want then. Who's here?
Me, John.
Greg.
Hi.
And me, Rick. And let's get cracking. You haven't been in one for a while, have you, Graham?
Not a Would You Rather.
No, it's nice to have you back. We're missing Dean, unfortunately. Did anyone miss Dean?
Who was he?
The one who does our theme tunes for the Popcorn Wars.
Oh, Grandad.
Yeah, Granddad's not here.
I don't really hear him because I normally close my fucking ears.
Yeah, we've got 8.5 man here.
John, I think John's relieved.
Yeah, I'm actually. I'm only joking, Dean. No.
Who wants to go first?
Well, I've got a really, really low the tone one, so you can either do
that. Well, I like that one in the middle. Yeah. It's a really good one. I like them at the end.
Right, okay.
I wouldn't say mine's all. I'm not going to build mine up to be good.
Mine's... Should I go?
You go first. You go first, Sunshine. You go first.
Right. Well, I had one, but I couldn't think of something that would match it. But this is probably as close as I get. We'll see how it goes. Would you rather have your eyelids cut off so you can never close your eyes, obviously, which I'd assume would end in death? Because you can't sleep, can you?
Well, this would...
Would you just kind of... I don't know how it would
You'd
work.
You'd go blind eventually, wouldn't you?
Yeah, like, how are you going to sleep?
Right, okay.
Next.
Or buried alive. Now, buried alive, you're going to die, aren't you? You're going
to... Buried alive basically means you are going to die.
Yeah.
Eyes cut off. Eyelids cut off. You can go to a surgeon and say, "Take some."
No.
Of course you could.
No. Well, in this, there's no fixing it.
So this is it.
Of course you could.
There's no getting out of the coffin. No, this is mine. And these are my rules. There's no getting out of that coffin. There's no getting your eyelids back.
Right.
I'm not sure how a surgeon would put eyelids back on anyway.
Use your foreskin, right? So,
they can fix the lips back onto a certain person's face. I'm pretty sure they can do eyelids.
In these rules, you can't.
So, I'm going to kick off. I'm going to go with eyelids cut off. But the reason is that I couldn't tolerate being buried alive on my own in a small space. Just waiting.
This is the problem I had. Because we've recently watched Buried, and I wanted something like that, and there's not much.
No. And so I would have to have my eyes closed. I couldn't deal with myself in a small confined space.
What, like, you can't close your eye? What would happen to you? Like,
now it has been answered. This, your eyes just dry out and you will go blind because you need to blink to
lubricate them.
Yeah, to keep them lubricated. They can't have that function.
Without my contacts and glasses, I'm pretty fucking blind anyway.
Well, but blind though, you're blind, but you're still alive.
Yeah.
So. With you being buried alive, you're going to die anyway.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to go through some severe agony for quite a long time, I can imagine.
Yeah,
you would do.
Because you're going to look pretty bad to everyone else. You're going to be blind for the rest of your life.
Your social life's going to be...
But you're going to be alive.
But you're going to be alive, aren't you?
I'm sorry, I cannot be buried alive.
There's not much. I was thinking, you know, like stuck on a boat out to sea, never be able to get back, but... Yeah, I'd pick that over buried alive, wouldn't you? Because at least you're outside. You can.
There's a chance.
No, this rule is there's no chance.
Oh Jesus Christ!
But I'd rather die on a boat looking at the sky than in a box.
Maybe your best one would have been getting crushed by a car crusher or being buried.
I was thinking getting eaten slowly by animals.
Oh, medieval torture.
So you're eventually going to die, but it's going to be painful.
But it's eyelids. Let's go with eyelids.
I'm going with eyelids.
But buried, you're going to be painful as well, won't it?
Yeah.
Really, because you're going to start suffocating.
And I'm not going to lie, I've got a bit of beef, so I'm going to last a while. You know, so it's just going to drag it out for me.
Shorten your life.
Your body just eats itself and just be awful.
Yeah, but... Yeah,
thinking about it,
dehydration.
I'd end up clawing my own eyes out.
So
I'd be blind anyway. Okay, just take my eyelids off and let me.
I'd probably pass out. I'd just go mental. Like I couldn't.
I think you should try this.
See, with John.
Oh yeah.
Well, Yeah.
Because he's the one we'll be able to still hear 6 feet down.
Still, I mean, your guard is not finished.
No one's going to miss him.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, how about fuck yourself?
Oh.
I'm going to stick up for John here. I'm going to stick up for John. Some people would miss you, John.
You've all got kids. I've got nothing really.
Yeah, so get you in the awesome garden.
Rick's the easiest candidate. Yeah.
Who's actually going to miss Rick?
Yeah, that's a good thing to bring up, isn't it? Ta-ra.
Who's going to put these would you rathers up?
On well,
I'm sure I can learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, I would go with my eyes cut off. It'd be painful, but yeah, I'm still alive, Anna.
Yeah,
no so, eyes.
No eyes, everybody?
No eyes, definitely.
Yeah. I told you it was easy. John?
Okay, so, would you rather take someone's toe clippings of someone who's just worked out so there's going to be sweaty as fuck?
Okay.
Right?
Salty.
Or, and have them put into a sandwich and eat it. Or, would you rather have a mask attached to your face which has a pipe coming from it, which is then attached to another mask, and someone will just fart in it constantly for an hour?
So the other side of that mask is connected to someone's
arse.
That's just a jackass thing. They've got that.
Hang on. Is it John's arse? Because that's going to influence my decision.
No, mate. If it was connected to my arse, that would definitely influence your decision.
Someone is going to... It doesn't matter whose arse it is. Someone's going to have bad flaps in it for an hour.
Whose toenails clippings am I eating? Is it some fat, horrible ogre type thing, or is she a beautiful...
Does it matter? They're going to be sweaty as fuck.
Is it female or male?
Male. Male, so 150 stone.
The cleansiness isn't going to be as much as the female, so you can guarantee it's going to be gritty, salty.
So you've got a male, 150 stone. He's just tried to do a workout that lasted about 2.5 seconds.
Okay. I was going to say, if there was Scarlett or Hanson's, I'd eat them...
for free? Just
for free, I would. No. At least I've got some part of her in me.
So therefore, they've come off, he's just clipped them off, them in a sandwich, and now you have to eat it. Or you've got the mask over your face, attached to another mask with a pipe in the middle.
For just an hour?
For an hour, a full hour of constant.
So they're constantly farting.
Horrible.
What happens if the fart so much to follow through?
Ooh.
You have to deal with it, son.
Then toenails.
Poo particles.
Even without the following through, I'd take the toenails. Because it's just a sandwich, isn't it? You can get that down here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Sweaty, horrible, gritty, fucking shitty toenails.
Yeah, but it's just, you just eat it. It's not going to hurt you.
Nah, deal with it.
It'll soon evaporate in your stomach.
It's fair, probably even worse.
No margarine, no nothing. In between two sandwiches.
What type of bread?
Yeah. Seedless or?
If it's seeded, you can't tell the difference. No,
warbled and 50-50. Who gives a fuck? It's toenails between the sandwiches.
Yeah, I like 50-50. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. In that case. If it's 50-50,
so what are you going for?
You're making this feeling more appealing.
Yeah, snack or
fart. I wonder if I can order one of these.
I don't know if I can eat.
You'd probably get that in some of your takeaways.
Yeah. So you'd rather have someone, you'd rather say, my ass connected to a pipe on a mask to your face. Now, you've been at the receiving end of
if
one
he
of
says
my
yes,
gas.
Yeah, I have
if he says yes, I'm going to make one of these masks.
Don't lie, you've got one of these already.
It would make you violently sick. I mean, both of them would, though.
Steve-O on Jackass has actually done this with the mask and the projectile vomit.
He actually shit into the mask, though, didn't he? He actually shit in the other end.
Toenails.
Right, who's next?
I'll go mine and we'll end on a bum note.
Yeah, it's going to be a bum note.
I feel that's a hint.
Would you rather receive random orgasms at any point?
It's my life, isn't it?
Through your life.
Okay.
But without being able to have sex. Oh. Or would you rather have sex and not be able to have an orgasm?
That's going to be a long sex session, though. If you can't have an orgasm, you're
going to
be able
to go till they're done, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, to be fair, that'd be quite good. Job's done.
Hang on, so I get to have sex, but I can't orgasm. Yeah. Or I orgasm constantly.
But can't have sex.
Well, when I say constantly, how often?
Randomly.
How many times a day?
It could be one day.
It's kind of like when you need to have a shit, kind of like that kind of thing. It happens when it happens.
You can't use that.
No.
You use shit once in 3 years.
Yeah, I know.
Aye. So, it's random. It might be 10 times one day, it might be one the next day.
But the only thing is, though, with this, when you're saying that when you have sex, you're never going to orgasm, mm-hmm. has this been since birth?
Well,
so you've had the sensation
since I was born.
No, do you know what I mean, though? You've been born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're never going to know the difference anyway. So, you're never going to know what an orgasm is going to feel like. So,
well, I've never had sex. Yeah, I miss it.
I can understand that because you're ugly as fuck.
If you are born
with it and you have sex and you don't have any orgasms, you're never going to be none the wiser. Then with this orgasm,
right? Can I still choose to orgasm when I want as well? Though? If I wanted to help myself, I sit down, get all comfy, get me tissue.
No, it's random.
But I could technically
sit there.
So I'm not getting turned on by porn anymore.
No, it's just randomly. You could be stood making your tea one night. When I say making your tea, opening your tin of tuna.
Do you still get the erection? So I'm just there now. Or does it just kind of go straight up, bang, straight back down? Yeah. Or is it just kind of going... Because if it's a floppy one, it's not going to feel great anyway. It's just going to be like having a piss, isn't it? There's no kind of like...
What kind of pisses do you want?
Well, when you have... When you climb that...
I've piss while I've been out, and it's so hard.
When you climax with an erection, it feels good. But if you climax and it's soft, I'd imagine there's no...
You're looking far too much into this.
I'm looking right into your eyes. While I'm doing all the hand movement.
Yeah.
I have to. It's very serious, this. If it's floppy, there's no tension, so it won't feel very good.
Yeah, but think about it. If you're born with it, you're not going to know the difference anyway.
You're born with an erection?
No, I'd rather go for the second option. Have sex and not have an orgasm. Because you're not going to know any difference, are you? If you've
never orgasmed in your life, you don't know what you're...
Exactly.
So if that was to change...
No,
I'm not saying I'm changing the question. If that was to change and say, from now on, would that change our decision?
Yeah, and you know what you're missing, don't you?
Yeah, of course it would.
But then again, it depends on what my orgasms feel like in the other option.
But would you not want to know what an orgasm feels like?
If the option changed, then yeah.
But going by your question,
the same way as you wonder what it feels like for a woman, we'll never really know.
Well, John does.
What's it like, John?
What's it like having a cock rammed up?
Supposedly it's alright.
I wonder which is better. I'm never going to know. Are we?
Again, looking into it too deeply. So which one is it? Orgasm or non-orgasm?
Well, you answer. What are you forcing me to answer? I've just said.
What? Second choice.
Sex, no orgasm.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I don't know what an orgasm's like, and I'm still being able to give the joy of sex to
a guy.
You know, all the ladies in my life.
A guy.
A fucking animal.
It's kind of what I do now anyway. I'm not even bothered. I just make sure they're all right.
You mean BBA?
Shall I go with the second option?
That's why it holds hands like that.
Yeah. Sex, no orgasm.
Simon?
Sex, no orgasm.
Yeah, sex, no orgasm for me.
Mm. Oh, well then. Let's see yours. You've been dying.
Yes, here we go.
Are you prepared for this? Cause
have you got hot socks on?
Yeah, of course I have, man. It's how I roll.
Fucking hell. Right, carry on.
Right, it's quite sick, this one. So, would you rather eat a handful of maggots out of a dead corpse or lick a used condom?
Who used it?
Some sweaty ogre.
Who used it? I'm not sure if that matters.
And it's been reused a few times.
I know what I'm doing, sorry. The maggots, taking a handful of maggots out of a corpse.
Out of a corpse, out of a dead body.
Or just licking the condom.
Or licking a used condom.
Condom, but like, which side?
The cum side.
Like you're putting your tongue into the condom.
Into the condom.
Oh, that's ridiculous, man. I'd rather take his first one.
I got shoes.
Maggots.
Think about it though. Maggots out of a dead body. There's a disease on there.
Firstly,
what the fuck?
You're in front of a dead body that's rotted enough to have maggots crawling in it. So you're going to get a bit of body in that anyway.
I want to see them.
Right? Or...
That's ridiculous.
Like,
spunk. I'm sorry, I'm not... I'm
so basically, not... another man spunk or maggots out of a dead body.
Give us a maggot. There's not a chance. There's not a chance I am going to put my tongue anywhere.
The worst thing is probably maggots. It's probably because it's, you know, it's some other man's thing. It makes it worse, doesn't it? Because you feel like a gay.
Are you a classy girl or a scuffy girl? Because if you're a classy girl, you're going to spit.
What? Hmm?
So you could eat it and then spit it.
Have you got?
Oh, we're swallowing
it. Or have you got to swallow it or what?
Yeah, because all you're licking that, or you're eating maggots, so it's two different.
Yeah,
yeah. You're sticking your tongue into this condom that's filled with cum.
Yeah.
No, maggots. There's no way I'm having another man swimmers on my tongue. No, not a chance.
Yeah. Not again. It was the first time a bit. The second time was a bit. The third time, John.
You're digging
the
in.
22nd time was awful.
Yeah,
no, so I'm not a chance. Now, not a chance.
So you're gonna.
I'm gonna go for the maggots. I can't have it. No.
Are you homophobic? Is that what it is?
No, no, not at all.
Are you secretly? I don't want to admit it.
I think John's homophobic. I just don't want another. If we've got any,
those maggots are eating dead skin organs. You don't know how long that corpse.
Those maggots are eating another man's penis.
Yeah.
It could be getting scooped from that area, couldn't it? Yeah.
Or they could have eaten the other man's semen and then you're eating it. Technically,
a maggot full of his cum.
Yeah.
But I'm not eating the semen direct though, am I?
It's still in there.
Doesn't matter, I'm not eating it direct.
It's on your tongue. It's in.
Give us the maggots.
So hang on, if we put semen in your coffee, you drink it. Because you're not therefore drinking it direct.
You didn't see what
No, 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 no. That's completely different, isn't it?
No.
Of course it is.
What if it was your own cum?
No.
You still pick maggots over your own, even though your own's come out of you anyway.
And you expect other people to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Who are white. Think what she goes through now.
Ginger poo, maybe I would consider it.
Oh, you dirty bastard.
Maggots.
And then she kicks off when the wife goes, I'm not swallowing that.
Maggots.
Remember that was your armour where he made him choose one and then we were like, no, we're not answering this.
Give us the maggots. Give us the maggots. What are you going for?
That's it. We're done.
Alright, well, we'll see you in an hour.
So maggots full of semen, right?
They're not full of fucking semen.
This is hard, like, this is.
It's like.
I'm trying to.
If you want, we can go use one now and you can try it.
How many maggots are in my hand?
It's a handful. So you've got big fucking hands, mate.
Out of a body.
But you've got to fit. Imagine that body's there.
You're looking at it while you're eating the maggots, aren't you?
No. You don't have to.
The stench.
That's true. Yeah, but yeah,
block you from the nose. Corpse.
No, you don't know how long that corpse has been there.
The condom is probably less worse than maggots out of a dead body.
It's not the condom. It's what's inside.
I know. It's probably not as bad, but it's worse because it's worse because it's mentally like you know it's.
Bear in mind, Simon said it's been used more than once. The same one.
It's recycled.
No, well, not a chance.
Who's recycling, Johnny's?
Exactly.
It could be really old.
It could be really old. It could be from a fat, sweaty bloke that's lonely.
Are you talking about Ricky, yeah?
Hey.
I didn't. Graeme said that, not me.
Not that old. I'll maybe go for them. I don't know if I could swallow it.
No. But
we have to, wouldn't we? We have to as part of the thing.
After a bad experience with John's, I'd have to go for maggots.
Hey?
After a bad experience with John's semen, I'd have to go for maggots.
But is that enough for you to call it quits?
What are you going for?
Maggots.
I couldn't. Yeah, I could not physically put my tongue anywhere near.
It's because, right...
If it was just used the once...
No, not even the once.
If it was fresh and it was
You couldn't even spit it out because it probably caught your tongue, didn't it? See that, and it was still there.
No, hang on. This sounds like a voice of experience.
Yeah. Watch a lot of porn videos.
Does it?
Yeah. Have you not seen the girls on the XXXBunker.com?
XXXBunker.
Is our next sponsor?
Yeah. This podcast was brought to you by.
It's everybody's maggots, yeah?
SwallowSpunk.com.
Speak for yourself, John. I'd like to call mine a bit like sausage. Jumbo sausage.
If it was your own, would you change your mind?
Yeah.
You're asking a lot of these.
Yeah, if it was my own, and it was fresh.
Yeah, I would.
I don't know if it'd been in there a while as well, but if it was my own, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I do it already, and I run out of sauces and that here.
I tell you, I just eat a lot of bacon.
I don't know if I can answer that.
Apparently alternates the taste, isn't it?
I live on my own, I haven't got much money. Times are hard. Refill need to eat
the,
summit.
Refill the mayonnaise, Jack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it mayonnaise? Is it? Maybe it matter.
A lot of protein.
Loads of protein. Protein. I did learn yesterday that there's the same amount of protein in a, you know, as there is a small chicken breast. So, yeah, it might be disgusting.
Fuck you, Red Bull.
They're probably protein in maggots.
Yeah, there will be.
Yes.
I did not find that fact one little bit interesting.
I'll tell you what, later on, when you've gone, I'll text you a few more. Yeah. Semen facts.
I'll tell you what, right,
take some pictures. How
about this could be a new thing for Would You Rather. Every episode we give you another semen fact.
What we do is give them two pictures to compare the size.
Of what?
A small chicken breast and a shot of semen.
Yeah, and you're really stuffed, so you can't eat anything. But you need that protein
for the day.
What would you rather? Shot, bam, done, gone.
Think of the guns you'd have. Maybe that's the secret.
Yeah. Diet of semen.
Yeah. Mm. Do you want more semen on your toast this morning? Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Where's she getting it from?
He bottles it for her.
Oh, nah.
It's next to the milk in the fridge.
Oh, no, I'm never looking at Dean the same way.
Right, on it.
Dean, if you've listened to this Would You Rather podcast, next time you see us, just punch John square in the face and then we'll know he's listened to it.
Yes.
That's his kind of...
Yes, I like it.
Yeah, rather than tell us you have, just punch John right in the face.
Got it?
Yeah, that's it.
Right, you're out.
Thanks very much for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye. Bye. Bye.